This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Pesticide chlorpyrifos linked to more than double risk of Parkinson's disease, UCLA study finds. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Kaka, the MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk, researchers at the University of California, Los Angeles, UCLA, have identified a significant association between long-term exposure to the organophosphate pesticide chlorpyrifos and substantially elevated risk of Parkinson's disease. According to the UCLA study, individuals exposed to chlorpyrifos near their homes were more than twice as likely to develop the neurodegenerative condition compared to those without such exposure. The findings add to a growing body of evidence linking environmental toxins to neurological disease onset. Key takeaways: long-term exposure to chlorpyrifos, a widely used organophosphate pesticide, approximately doubles the risk of Parkinson's disease. According to UCLA researchers, chlorpyrifos damages dopamine-producing neurons and impairs the brain's clearance of toxic proteins, suggesting a plausible biological mechanism for disease development. This evidence may inform pesticide regulation and occupational health protections, particularly in agricultural and residential settings. 2. An increased risk of Parkinson's disease among people exposed to chlorpyrifos near their homes. According to UCLA research, pesticide exposure and neurological risk, relative risk elevation for neurodegenerative disease outcomes associated with organophosphate chemical exposure, chlorpyrifos exposure, UCLA study, 2-point risk, other organophosphates, estimated 1.4-tis risk. Background, Parkinson's incidence baseline, source, UCLA research, Georgian Medical Journal News, mechanism of neurotoxicity, how chlorpyrifos damages the brain. Laboratory investigations conducted at UCLA revealed that chlorpyrifos exerts direct toxic effects on dopamine-producing neurons, the very cells that degenerate in Parkinson's disease. The pesticide interferes with multiple cellular protective mechanisms, including the brain's ability to clear aggregated proteins that accumulate in neuronal tissue. This impairment of protein clearance may trigger a cascade of neurotoxic events leading to neuronal death. The mechanism mirrors findings from previous research on other environmental neurotoxins. When dopamine neurons lose their capacity to manage protein buildup, misfolded proteins accumulate and trigger inflammatory responses that further damage surrounding cells. The UCLA team's laboratory data suggests that chlorpyrifos acts at multiple points in this degenerative pathway, making it a particularly potent environmental risk factor. Chlorpyrifos, industrial scale and regulatory history. Chlorpyrifos is an organophosphate compound manufactured by multiple chemical companies and used extensively in agricultural pest control, residential lawn treatments, and commercial pest management. The pesticide has been deployed globally for decades, with particularly high exposure rates in farming communities and regions with intensive agricultural production. In the United States, the Environmental Protection Agency, EPA, restricted but did not ban residential uses of chlorpyrifos, though agricultural applications continue under regulated conditions. The chemical works by inhibiting acetylcholinesterase, an enzyme essential for normal nervous system function in both insects and mammals. This same mechanism that makes chlorpyrifos effective as a pesticide also explains its potential for neurotoxicity in humans exposed to sufficient concentrations. Prior research has linked organophosphate pesticides to acute neurotoxic effects. The UCLA findings extend concern to chronic, low-level exposure and long-term neurological consequences. People exposed to chlorpyrifos near their homes were more than twice as likely to develop Parkinson's disease, with laboratory evidence showing the pesticide damages dopamine neurons and impairs toxic protein clearance in the brain. UCLA research team, public health implications and exposure pathways, residential and occupational exposure to chlorpyrifos occurs through multiple routes. Agricultural workers experience direct dermal and inhalation exposure during pesticide application, nearby residents face exposure through soil and water contamination, and consumers may have indirect exposure through food residues. The UCLA findings suggest that even long-term exposure at relatively low environmental concentrations poses measurable neurological risk. a concern particularly relevant for agricultural communities in developing nations where pesticide regulation may be less stringent. This research highlights the importance of evaluating cumulative lifetime exposures to environmental neurotoxins. Unlike acute pesticide poisoning, which produces immediate symptoms, the delayed onset of Parkinson's disease means individuals may not recognize their exposure risk until disease manifestation occurs years or decades later. See related coverage on global health, environmental factors, and health policy approaches to chemical regulation. What this means for patients. Individuals with occupational or residential pesticide exposure history should discuss personal risk with their clinician and monitor for early Parkinson's symptoms. If exposed occupationally, explore whether workplace safety protocols can be enhanced or alternative employment considered for clinicians. When evaluating patients with newly diagnosed or suspected Parkinson's disease, obtain detailed occupational and residential exposure history, paying particular attention to pesticide contact. Consider earlier screening or closer monitoring in high-exposure populations. This evidence supports the neurotoxic hypothesis of Parkinson's pathogenesis and may inform counseling on modifiable risk factors. For policymakers, regulatory agencies should review chlorpyrifos classification in light of documented Parkinson's risk. Consider strengthened exposure limits, mandatory hazard labeling, worker protective equipment standards, and investments in safer pesticide alternatives for high-exposure regions. Agricultural communities may require targeted public health outreach and occupational health surveillance programs. Frequently asked questions: is chlorpyrifos still legal to use? Chlorpyrifos remains approved for agricultural use in many countries, including the United States, though residential uses have been restricted in some jurisdictions. Regulatory status varies by country. Some nations have moved toward bans or phase-outs based on neurotoxicity concerns. Check your local Environmental Protection Agency or Health Ministry for current regulations in your region. Can people reduce their exposure to chlorpyrifos? Yes. Minimize exposure by avoiding unnecessary pesticide use on residential property, purchasing organic produce when possible to reduce dietary residue intake, maintaining distance from active agricultural spraying, using proper protective equipment if occupational exposure is unavoidable, and supporting community initiatives for pesticide-free pest management alternatives. Thorough washing of fresh produce also reduces surface pesticide residues. Does this study prove chlorpyrifos causes Parkinson's disease? The UCLA research demonstrates a strong statistical association and identifies plausible biological mechanisms, but epidemiological association does not definitively prove causation. Other confounding factors could contribute. However, the combination of human exposure data, statistical association, and laboratory evidence of mechanism substantially strengthens the causal inference. Regulatory decisions typically rely on this weight of evidence approach rather than waiting for absolute proof. The UCLA findings arrive at a critical moment in global pesticide policy. As countries reassess chemical regulations in response to growing evidence of chronic health effects, chlorpyrifos exemplifies the challenge of balancing agricultural efficiency against long-term neurological risk. Future research should examine whether reduced exposure policies correlate with lower Parkinson's incidence in high-exposure regions, and whether safer pesticide alternatives can be scaled without compromising agricultural productivity. For comprehensive coverage of environmental health research, visit the New Studies section of Georgian Medical Journal News. Source: UCLA study links common pesticide to Parkinson's disease risk.